This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Another year has passed without substantial action to reduce the $13 million structural deficit in the Unit 5 school district budget. The deficit's been growing under the watch of a couple superintendents now and several school board presidents. Amy Roser is the current head of the Unit 5 board. Roser says board members have tasked the superintendent to come up with a list of recommendations.
One of the directives we gave to Dr. Weichel was to look at ways that we could reduce our structural deficit, either by cutting expenses and or increasing revenue. At this point, it would be too premature without seeing those recommendations from Dr. Weichel and from her administrative staff to plan a specific course of direction. We want to see Dr. Weichel's recommendations and thoughts first.
It was too premature for your predecessor as board chair as well. So when it seems like the deficit continues to increase in a structural way every year and things aren't happening, bond debt continues to roll off and there's more capacity to go for something like a referendum if you wanted to, are you trying to wait until Rivian comes on the tax rolls before meeting this hard question?
Well, there are a lot of factors to consider, and the timing of those are all very critical and very complicated. And as you've indicated, there's a lot of interplay between those factors. But at this point, I think we first want to see what Dr. Weichel and her administrative team put forward for us as both a short-term and a long-term plan yet this spring, and then make some tough decisions about what the direction will go next.
The original thought was that it would be this fall when that sort of plan would come out. Why wait till spring now?
Well, there's just a variety of factors, but certainly we have been consumed with a global pandemic that has taken priority over managing the day-to-day operations of our school. And so that timing certainly did play a factor in where we are at right now.
In some sections of the body politic, there is an effort to take back school boards or to flip school boards. And do you think that in the next election cycle, you will have to deal with rhetoric that is sharper even than it is now?
I think that's very well a possibility. The public is very engaged in local politics at this particular time. And, you know, there have been many times in our history where we've wanted more local engagement. So as elected officials, we welcome that engagement. We welcome the public and their opinions, because it's very important that we represent what all voices and all constituents are thinking about and the direction that they'd like to see for Unit 5 schools.
So how are you going to refute or deal with stuff that's just bogus regarding critical race theory and its presence or non-presence in area schools?
Right. And I think that's where you collect a variety of opinions. And while we may hear one set of opinions at a public meeting, sometimes after that public meeting via email, we'll receive then a series of emails that are counter to what we heard in public opinion. That's where we, as a board, need to continue to be open to hearing all voices, to understanding all perspectives. And when we feel like there's a voice that's not being heard, to seek that out so that we can ensure that we're doing the best possible job we can to represent the citizens of McLean County.
Don't you call out the false stuff? That's something that a lot of school board members aren't comfortable with.
Right. Well, the structure of the meetings doesn't always allow for that kind of discourse with the public. But there are better opportunities, perhaps, to have those conversations. And I think most often those conversations are occurring in one-on-one settings where each individual can seek first to understand the other's perspective. Then the board or the district staff can provide information that may be different than what perhaps they've heard. And so individual one-on-one conversations is probably the better place to have those types of call-outs.
That's Amy Roser, the head of the school board for Unit 5 in Bloomington Normal. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org.